First patient is Noe, N-O-E, Gaucin, G-A-U-C-I-N. Date of birth is 11/10/1964. All these were seen on 3/22/24. Mr. Gaucin is a 58-year-old gentleman with history of diabetes, anemia, renal failure, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, with severe fatigue, anosarca, volume overload, and shortness of breath, period. New paragraph, his medications includes iron and Coreg, 12.5 milligram twice a day. Socially, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he used to be a painter. He lives at home with his son, Noe Gaucin, G-A-U-C-I-N, Jr., who's from Florida. He's been here for about 6 months to take care of his father. The only surgery he's had is access placement left arm, allergy none. Also, he's had cardiac catheterization. Review of system, he has anasarca, ascites, 2+ lower extremity edema. He has an access in the left arm, right arm that he uses for dialysis on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays. He's quite frail. He's bedbound, not eating. Has a difficulty transferring to a dialysis center, short of breath, loss of bowel and bladder control, uses a diaper. Recent hospitalization, he was hospitalized with congestive heart failure. His son tells me that his ejection fraction is 15% at this time. He was at one time given the option of defibrillator, but he refused, period. Under social, also put down he's divorced, he's single, he has children, 3 kids. He's living with his son at this time in Houston, Texas. On exam, he's short of breath, obviously, when he's laying down. His blood pressure is 100 over 60, pulse is 110, or suicide's max 60%. Patient's heart positive, slow positive S3 with an S3 Gallup, lungs, bronchi, and RALS bilaterally, up to mid-chest, abdomen, ascites, lower extremity, 2 to 3+ edema, neurological, frail, very fatigued, very severe weakness, neurolateralizing symptoms. JVD noted on the neck exam with secondary to volume overload. Neurological, non-lateralizing assessment. 58-year-old gentleman with end-stage congestive heart failure on hemodialysis at this time 3 times a week. His shortness of breath has increased. He's fatigued. His bowel and bladder incontinence. He's dyspneic. He has anasarca, despite the fact that he dialyzed yesterday, period. His 3+ edema and JVD is consistent with the heart failure. And he has an ejection fraction of 15%. Son tells me that last time he was hospitalized, which was just a month ago, the doctor told him that he needs to be on hospice because he has very much, he has just a few weeks to months to live. Patient appears to be uncomfortable because of his shortness of breath. He has lost bowel and bladder control, and he uses a diaper at this time. He's in need of aides and nurses to take care of him at home along with his son. He also has had protein, calorie, malnutrition, and weight loss related to his end-stage heart failure, period. Obviously, he's not on diuretics because he has no renal function to be able to diurese. And the only medication is Coreg and iron that was mentioned earlier. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this gentleman with the end-stage congestive heart failure. Thank you.